We'll call the special meeting to order. At this point, I will probably turn it over to Councilman Lund and Steve Trevish, because they're on the personnel committee. And let's go from there.
Yeah, so the reason that the call for this special meeting, earlier this week, we got a, as you can see, we had a packet that was handed out. There was a unwelcome behavior investigation form filled out. Just so everybody knows, when we're done with this meeting, this needs to go back. This is private data, so it's not something that we can disseminate necessarily. And once we got this, we went ahead and we called a personnel committee meeting. We met, Steve and I and Jeremy met, and Kelly was there as well to discuss the form that was filled out and the contents within it. From that conversation, we ended up extending our personnel committee to the next day, so we had an opportunity to talk to the other employees to get either corroboration or just to get their input as well. And based on that information, it was, and also just to reiterate as well, as the conversations with the other employees was just Steve and I. It wasn't anybody else was in the room, it was just Steve and I having conversations. So we eliminated the conflict of interest as best we could, so we could get to the bottom of what's being written in the form here and what's being asserted. With that, other information has come to light since that meeting, and at that, and because of that information, I think that, on advice of Kelly too as well, that we should move kind of to close the meeting first and discuss that new information that has come out that we were going to not originally discuss in the closed meeting, and then reopen the meeting back up and finish with this behavioral form that's been given to the personnel committee.
Okay.
So in order to close the meeting, under 13D.05 subdivision 2B, the statute reads, a public body shall, which means must, close one or more meetings for preliminary consideration of allegations or charges against an individual subject to its authority. If the members conclude that discipline of any nature may be warranted as a result of those specific charges or allegations, further meetings or hearings relating to those specific charges or allegations held after that conclusion is reached must be open. A meeting must also be open at the request of the individual who is the subject of the meeting. So there have been allegations brought by Mr. Odoms against Mr. Greenhagen, and so it would be up to you, Jeremy, if you want to have a meeting in an open forum or if you would like it to be closed.
Closed.
Okay. So then we would need a motion.
Looking for a motion.
Motion to close the open meeting so we can open a closed meeting for this discussion.
There a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to close the original special meeting and to open the closed meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Diana, okay. If you want to just hang out outside, we can let you know when. Okay. Thank you.
Look for motion to call the open meeting back to order.
I'll move open, reopen the open meeting.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to reopen the open meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, Mr. Lund. I'll turn it over to you again.
So first course of action in the open meeting here we have is we updated the City of Hamburg offensive behavior policy. Everybody should have a copy of that. Essentially, we basically streamlined the process so it went through the personnel committee. And so that way it's more in line with what we did before, while adding the personnel committee, adding some of the things we did in the handbook and that nature. So it's more in line. So first action meeting, we just need to adopt it.
Do you need a motion for that?
Please, go move.
Move in second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adopt the revised offensive behavior policy, City of Hamburg. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Second piece of information that or topic for us that we are discussing because of what we came out of the personnel committee is the email that you have in regards to requesting data from the city. Where we should have a copy of that email. Part of the conversation here is A, the format in which the request for data needs to be done. And secondly, it's more to go to the unwelcome behavior investigation form. So the first part we'll tackle is with the process in which it is. Correct me if I'm wrong, Kelly, but when you're requesting data from any entity for an Open Data Practice Act, there is a form to fill out, which we have, and each entity will have their own form. It's not a form that is a fill-in-the-blank aspect. So this is not the correct way to ask for this information.
But I filled out the form and coupled this with...
You filled the form and it said, see attached email. That's not the correct way.
Okay.
And I believe you were given an email that spelled that out. And if you didn't interpret it that way, hopefully you interpret it now.
Right, correct.
So if you want this information, you need to, and this goes with anybody who wants this kind of information. It can't be a fill-in-the-blank situation. It just has to be, if you want, for an example, you want to know what the Hamburg City Clerk Treasurer's gross salary for calendar 2015, you have to ask that I want the salary for 2015. Now, I would argue as a councilmember, and as we talked about, we as councilmembers already have this information. I can pull it up in my book here, in that, because we went through the budget. I mean, we set the budget last year, so you know what the city clerk is getting. We know what the health care and benefits, in fact, it was handed out at the last meeting, what the current health care benefits are. We updated the handbook in that, and we all have a copy of that. And if we don't have a copy, it's on the city website. So nothing says that we can't request this kind of information. The point of the reason why we're talking about it is the manner in which it was reintroduced. But the second thing is, as council members, do we really want to have our city clerk looking this information up when we already have it at our fingertips?
Well, and part of that was the call-out pay, because we don't know what that is. And I was looking for an estimate there, and I think,
yeah, we do.
I think that my response came back, the response I got back was asking me, as I recall, why do I want this information?
That was the response I sent you?
I'm not sure, Jeremy.
Oh my gosh, do we want to open a closed meeting?
No.
You want me to pull up the emails of my responses? Because you know what? Flip the page. There's one, and I'll get the other one, and I'll print it out and give it to you. Why do you want this information? Why do you keep doing this?
So, kind of like that, it has nothing to do with the email that
I did not. Why do I got to constantly go on the record with this guy, with his jabs, his BS? You know, I'm about done.
You got the information.
I sent you no response that said, why do you want this information?
I got something that raised its flag. I don't have it in front of me.
You have something. You always have something I'm just about done.
Okay, well, since we don't have our information, we don't need
you
to.
You will have it shortly.
An old argument. But the fact going forward, just know that all of us, that implies anybody, implies our citizens as well, and that if they want to access to data, they have to use that form and be specific on that form.
And then the city would charge to retrieve the data and charge for copies. And so a data request form means data. It doesn't mean answering questions. It means physical data. So if you're looking for someone's salary, it's a document that has it on. It could be, the meeting minutes whatever it is, but it's an actual piece of data. There is no obligation that the city has to be answering people's questions, and the city should not be answering people's fill-in-the-blank questions, because the only obligation the city has is to comply with the Data Practices Act request. It needs to charge people for the city's time, and it needs to charge for copies of data. So if a person wants access to data, they can fill out the form, follow the data practice act policy, but before the city would be willing to give out the data, we need to have a payment from the person before giving the data. Just like when you go buy anything else, you gotta pay for it. So that's what the law says, is that the city can charge for the person's time and expertise.
Do they say the city can charge or the city will charge?
Well, the data practices act policy, I don't have it in front of me. I said it, I don't know exactly what it says.
Can I give my reply?
Yeah.
Mr. Odoms, are you requesting data in relation to the Data Practices Act?
I remember reading.
If you are making a data request, please fill out the attached form, General Data Access Request, and state exactly what information you are requesting on the attached form and return it to me. Thank you.
That's what I remember.
So how do you interpret that? Oh, how's that interpreted?
I don't
to
know
what you just stated.
It seemed to me, and I will go check and see.
Okay. What do you got to check and see? It's right here.
No, I understand that.
You understand. You always say you understand that, but I don't think you do.
If I'm in error, I apologize. I will check it for you.
And then Kelly clarified.
Why even state something before knowing the facts? That's lying.
Correct me if I'm wrong. If someone does make a general data access request form request, 10 days is the compliance, right?
Right. Okay.
Back with you, the answer on that, you could ask if the city can charge that or the city wants.
Can or will.
Can or will, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's in our book or that they
in a fee schedule.
There's a fee schedule.
Yeah, $35 an hour, 25 cents a copy.
Yeah.
And we will charge.
Yeah, I think it's we will unless it's waived for something, some other expeditious reasons, and this is not. I mean, this is not anything that's.
So the other aspect of that email that we're here to discuss, which is part of the reason why we have the unwelcome behavior investigation form, and this form here, the information on this form is an FYI. We'll be giving the form back. So as we discuss this going forward, the particulars on here, this is private data. So just keep that in mind as you discuss what we're going to be discussing now.
Do we need to close to a meeting?
No. Nope.
Okay.
This is FYI information.
Mr. Owens is not, he doesn't have the same rights as Jeremy does. None of you, because you're not employees, you're council members, and so the complaint against Mr. Owens seems to be an open meeting as opposed to a closed meeting. And so this form, because Jeremy filled out his private data, because it's data regarding them.
I just question the only thing that, because I believe that Odoms actually brought this up at one meeting. He said he consulted an attorney and that said that since we're paid a stipend, we're paid that technically we are city employees.
You're not.
Okay.
So with that being said, now is to discuss the complaint that's being lodged against Councilman Holmes. We have done our diligence as the personnel committee and met with Jeremy, who brought the complaint, and we met with the other employees to discuss what is in this complaint, and then also just to discuss in general with the other employees their feelings, their concerns, and anything else that they wanted to do to open it up in that. And so that's what Steve and I did, and we did that without Jeremy present, so there was no conflict of interest in that. And we wanted to keep it as on board as we could possibly do that. There are concerns because we are pretty close to having another issue where we're going to have to go through a hiring process because of this unwelcome behavior that's being put on to the city clerk. This here is the second point of this email. Your last line in this email, I believe you can see the information I'm trying to figure out. I'm not sure what you're trying to figure out. And this email came after the conversation came about as far as how much we're paying our attorney throughout the course of this year.
What email?
The same Gmail one that we had that we just talked about here with the fill in the blanks. It's the top line of your last paragraph. in that. To me, and I'm not the brunt of this. To me, I see that, to use your term, a fishing expedition is going on, and you're actually, yes, you have just corroborated what is in this document as far as harassing the city clerk. In my view, and I won't speak for Steve, I'll let Steve speak for him, but that's the way I interpret it, and after talking with everybody and doing the investigation from the personnel committee, that's the way that we see it. And I'll let Steve go add to it if you like.
Just like the person said, I believe you're harassing Jeremy. I don't know what for when you're saying that he's the best guy around and he.
Yeah, I'll say that again.
Well, you're saying two different things.
No, but go ahead and interrupt.
That's it.
So the question before that I have, and this is something that we couldn't do in the personnel committee because of a possible violation of the meeting law with the three of us having this conversation. So we're having it here, and as Kelly had already explained, since we're not employees, we can have that open meeting. What is your response to what you have here in front of you that's being alleged as far as harassing the city clerk?
It's retaliation. I told you deny everything.
So what specifically do you think that the city clerk is retaliating against you?
For my complaint last November.
So again, specifically, what are you saying that he's retaliating against you?
Because I filed that complaint, challenging his behavior.
So it's a behavioral issue, you think, that there's a reason behind Jeremy wanting to file this complaint against you?
It's retaliation because I reported a workplace environment that was not conducive to a professional environment. That type of behavior, in my estimation, would not be tolerated in the private sector.
And
I have seen no attempt to change that behavior.
Has the council seen that behavior? Anyone else?
I think we've all witnessed, everybody on this council at some point in time has kind of lost their cool and raised their voices and have stood up and maybe stomped their feet, slammed a pan or two. And the reason I tread lightly is because the information was discussed in a closed meeting, so I don't know how I can completely go forward with that answer. But that being said, with regards to what you feel is his behavior, we had an opportunity as a council to address your concern of that behavior when we did the appraisal of his performance for last year. And in an open meeting, we went ahead and I believe gave a glowing review after a closed session, but in the open session, and there were no concerns voiced at that time. And that would have taken place after that November 5th conversation that you alluded to.
Well, and I guess I don't recall her filling out an evaluation form.
You don't recall us having a closed meeting?
I recall that, but I don't ever recall each individual council member filling out an evaluation form.
And we don't.
The mayor says, here's what it is.
And we all have an opportunity to
comment.
And refute. Yeah. If there's anything that
there is
that
a page
was an error. Yes. We all have that opportunity. We had that opportunity in that closed meeting, and we had an opportunity in the open meeting where we went ahead and approved the information going forward. Again, why then did you not?
Wouldn't have the council support no more than they have it right now today.
Say what?
Said I would not have the council support then any more than I have it today. So, I mean, why pound sand it down a rat hole?
You still have got a voice that you can speak up, and if you're voted against, so be it, but don't put it all on paper. Speak up when you're here.
No. This is the place, this is the venue for council members to bring light to anything we're witnessing firsthand or secondhand that's going on in the city that we're, that the rest of us don't maybe not see. This is the place. Mm-hmm. Not any place else outside of here. This is the place. So whether or not you have the support of the council, I mean, if you come with a compelling argument, I don't think there's anybody on this council that is going to just say, well, Councilman Odom's brought it, so there's no water to be carried there. But if you bring something to the table that is, that has
legitimacy,
has fact behind it, and is corroborated, and we can see it on display and illustrated, I don't think there's one of us on here that would not be there helping you move forward with that conversation.
That sounds nice, but that's not how it works. I wish it did, but it doesn't.
Okay.
We just saw that, you know, half an hour ago.
Well, that's because you have no proof of anything. You haven't corroborated anything you've said. It's all been made up in your head.
Anyway. The point is that, again, the person who feels harassed, they get to define harassment.
Mm-hmm.
Those who are doing the harassing don't. So we're here today now, to discuss this complaint against you. What specifically do you think that he's trying to retaliate against you?
Because of what I brought out in that report that I submitted last November. The things that he's done since, that I've sent him emails that he's totally ignored. He got this thing with the alarm systems all messed up with employee security.
Okay.
And I will respond.
How did I mess up? These are more allegations. This is more harassment.
No, it's not. You can say what you want. You can call it what you want. I think it's got something to do with job performance. I will take it and reduce this all into writing along with my response so that the city council will know exactly where I stand on it.
Here's the venue. We're sitting here at 5 o'clock on Saturday morning.
I'm telling you.
This is the place.
I'm denying everything. This is all retaliation, and I still will reserve my right to summarize it in writing.
You know, when you're anonymous behind your keyboard, so that you can't, because you can't face
me. Is that it?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, please, can we discuss the Floyd's issue? What did I screw up there?
Last September, October, when you got called by Floyd for a power failure alarm, you brought it up at the council meeting. And I said, I wasn't the one who designed the call-out list. And so you said, do you want to redesign and reorganize? So in October, September, I sent an email to Jeremy saying, here's what the call-out list currently is. Here is what I recommend be done. And nothing was done until this last April.
April was when we took you off that email.
Yeah.
Right.
And we did discuss it one other time before that in the council.
But you
as a council member don't have the right to dictate anything. The council as a whole does.
I didn't dictate it, Jeremy. I said, here's what I suggest, and you didn't follow up on it.
Yes, I did.
No, yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I talked.
How do you know?
I talked to Floyd.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Well, then maybe I should go get the facts and show you.
It was 6 months later.
It was corrected because Greg's name wasn't even on there. So how did Greg's name magically appear? You know, they just figured it out?
I didn't.
Whatever.
But the other thing is, everything you spew
out of your mouth, I don't believe.
Ditto.
Exactly. Feelings mutual.
Well, I mean, if there was,
can I be excused?
If there is an issue with the dialer, I mean, that's, you know, like we talked about.
Well, there is, and you know, he notified only Floyd's for the lift station, not for the water treatment plant. You know, those are, as I explained to you yesterday, those are two separate, distinct operations. He doesn't understand it, but he wants to get in there and meddle with it, and he messes it up.
I'll get off of it. You know, he goes with what is told him. The meddling starts, I think, with you.
No.
Why did you have it that you were the first one to get the emails? You called Greg before the notification came out.
Because
who are you?
You people don't understand how that system works, and I've explained it to you.
You know, like you said.
No, you don't. You don't know now, because if you did, you would know that that system is working absolutely 100% perfectly like it's supposed to.
You got your name off the first.
They had Bob's name on there before mine, I'm on the list.
This has got nothing, we're still on the list.
Well, Chris asked me, so I...
No, I mean, it does have a little bit in regards to why Councilman Odom feels that he's being retaliated against.
Absolutely, there's no question about it. And you know...
I can see that. In turn, why is he calling her? That's Jeremy's job. That's why he is here. Why are you calling? Oh, I didn't get no response, so I called myself. No, why didn't you come and talk to Jeremy then?
Can't talk to Jeremy. I used to come up here and spend 2 or 3 days a week, 2 or 3, 4 hours a day, just sitting in there talking when he wasn't busy, and we had a wonderful time. But the atmosphere in there got so negative, and it was so bad, and his tirades. I don't even come to the city office anymore.
I cannot talk to him. All I know
I cannot talk to him.
The city is plundering like this, and we're trying to save it. And you're just going down deeper.
No. I can work with all of you guys, and I want to work with all of you guys. But the problem is right here.
I don't know that.
I know you're not going to agree.
Didn't you just get done saying that he did a great job? He does a bang up job. I support him, but the problem is there.
He doesn't know how to deal with people.
You keep changing your story back and forth. That's why you have no credibility at all. That's why no one respects you, and everyone despises you.
We spent 18 hours over the past year living here.
I got to get to work here and close up the dump just so everybody knows.
Well, we're all missing something. Great. Based on what you just said, and from the assessment that we had from meeting with the employees and Jeremy, because you feel that you cannot work with him.
I didn't say that.
You just said it.
Yes, you did.
That's exactly what you said.
Let me clarify. I want to work with all of you. I want to work with him too. But the way his behavior, you know, that's impossible to deal with.
Okay, well, so if that's impossible...
I want to work with him. I'll go on the record and say I want to work with him. And, you know, when Greg went... Let me just back up one time. When Greg went into the hospital, you know, I put everything aside. And Jeremy and I came into his office and says, what can I do? I'm on your side. And we shook hands. That's the way I want it to be, but it can't be that way.
I think right now, and this is evident even with this conversation that's happened here, and what you just said and then retracted, that... The assessment that the personnel committee had in meeting with the employees has been pretty much illustrated and verified. So the recommendation that the personnel committee has is that going forward for the foreseeable future, with the exception of events here like city council and national night out, that any communication that Councilman Odoms wants to have is directed through the personnel committee, and he has to have no other contact with any other employee. That's the recommendation. He's admitted he can't work with Jeremy, even though he just recently retracted it. Obviously, we need a cooling off period, so that's the recommendation of the person.
And the league recommends that as well as the state.
And the league said it didn't come in?
The League of Minnesota Cities recommends that you not have any contact with the employees.
I don't. I mean, I wave the ring, I see him cutting the grass, that's about it.
And by what they mean by no communication other than here in the council?
Mm-hmm.
No emails, no faxes, no
calls? Don't do that.
What's this request of information here? That's an email.
But that's okay, but I mean, I don't talk to Greg, I don't talk to Sherry. And can I talk to the attorney or not her either?
That's wasting the city's money.
Yeah, and by the way, how much is this costing the city? I'll get to that.
Anyway, that's the recommendation. So we need something. That's our recommendation.
So I guess if the council feels that's what we want to do, we would need a motion to approve what the personnel committee recommends.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve what the personnel committee stated as to the contact Councilman Odoms can have with city employees and city clerk Jeremy. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstain.
Carried.
So I understand this, I can only communicate with Chris?
Personnel committee.
Personnel committee.
So any information?
I'm cool, yeah.
Just so we can get through this cooling off period and we can get back to normal.
So he does understand, there's no emails, no texts?
No conversations at the side of the street.
What happens if Floyd calls me because they can't come with anybody else?
I don't see any reason why they can't get over there.
All right, that's fine, I won't do anything. Of course, you know, I will if I have to.
We've got the calling tree and it'll work.
For me?
We've got the calling tree, it'll work. It won't depend just solely on me.
Okay.
So the last piece of conversation for today is the iPad. As we all know, we requested technical advice on the website about what is out there and that. And as you all have from the July 31st email, the results. Hopefully everybody's had a chance to peruse it a little bit. I'll let you take it.
So I have had several conversations with the representatives from IPAD, which is Janet Hay, as it relates to Data Practices Act questions and data that has been out in the public without the city's permission or consent. She has responded back to me as it relates to all of my questions, and we can read that. So the issue then becomes, what does the city of Hamburg want to do about that? I did send Mr. Odoms, we talked about this before, an email requesting that he provide to the city of Hamburg all data in his possession. We don't know what that is. So I do think that we need to have a motion about the council moving that he has to turn over the municipal data in his possession to my office. Okay. That he needs to cooperate to do that. I think that would be appropriate.
And I will do that, Kevin. No problem.
Well, I think we need to have a motion.
Do you have anything else to add?
I do, but if you could do that.
I'll move that we have Councilman Williams comply with the email request by the city attorney to release any and all information in regards to city business that may be on his
computer.
Or phone, or server, or any other address.
Do we need to get a computer forensics technician to search his computer and server? Because I don't believe he's going to comply with everything. He's never not complied with anything yet.
I would say that's getting the cart in front of the horse. Let's give him the opportunity to go ahead and comply with the motion in that. I think that would be the best move. If we feel that he's not in compliance, then that would be the next route.
Okay, I'll second that motion then.
Motion made and seconded that Councilman Odoms provide all the information on server, phone, emails, whatever that is necessary. As stated, all in favor?
I vote in favor of that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And then the next...
We should probably put a timeline on that. 10 days?
That's fine if you'd like to amend.
Want to amend that?
I'll amend the motion that we give Councilman Odoms 10 calendar days to comply.
That's right.
You'll need to...
Second.
Motion made and seconded amendment that would be a 10-day period for the information. All in favor?
I'm in favor of that.
Yeah.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay. And then the next thing, I think the council needs to address as far as what to do about the data that is out in the public. We have tried in the city to address those data privacy issues unsuccessfully. And I did talk to the county attorney's office, and what they recommended is to have the police investigate. That is up to the city council. You know, if you want, I did make those phone calls with the personnel committee asking to do that. But it's up to the council what the council wishes as far as moving forward with the criminal investigation.
Can I ask a question on this letter here where you had your questions?
Mm-hmm.
Can a city council member publish photographs of employees on a website or other forum or social media without their permission? Did you get an answer? Because I've been on there on a target. I didn't, sorry, I missed.
The last paragraph on the second page, Dick. Of the answer from iPad.
Okay. Okay, so the answer is no. So, in the city council, or do we have to go through this with the investigation to get it off of there?
Well, the problem is anything that's been on there is always on there.
Okay.
And the crimes, I mean, if the county attorney's office would decide to charge something out as a crime, it's happened, and so I don't know, as a city council, how we wish to deal with that issue. The city does have an obligation and a duty to protect the city's data. Again, we've tried every possible way to do that. I don't know what else to do, you guys, other than to say that that's the next step.
Well, if it's from my viewpoint, I would recommend it.
Is that a motion?
I can make a motion. I will make a motion that the city proceed with the sheriff's department investigation into the matter. Do you second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to have the sheriff's department perform the investigation as stated. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye. I'm going to vote in favor of that.
Carried.
Can you clarify, did you vote in favor or against?
No, I voted in favor of it. And will cooperate fully.
Thank you.
The honorable thing, too. I'm honorable.
That's people now. I mean, both are right on the back.
And you're a legend in your own mind.
Well, I mean, those are the topics that we come here to discuss. I mean, we hit them all as a. In one of the emails that we have here labeled image, there was a concern in regards to demeanor and dress code. Would you like to elaborate, Councilman Rogers, on that?
When we are having a public meeting and we are blessed to have distinguished guests as we had at the last council meeting, I think that we all are obligated to present a very positive image of the city council. In a formal situation like this, shorts are probably all right. I guess it's just my own personal preference. But I think we have to present professional demeanor when we're acting, representing the city. Sitting here with our shoes off doesn't present a real positive image. Making a comment, I wouldn't read your website, not whether you like it or not. I wouldn't read your website unless somebody shoved a stick in my eye.
And that's not what I said. I said I would rather poke a sharp stick in my eye.
Whatever, you get the point. When we had that meeting with the, I told Jeremy I thought it was the French, but it was the elite. When we were here, Chris is there, you're here, and the F word is said by you very clearly in front of our guests, two vendors. The lady was there. You could tell she was shocked. I think we have to look at our demeanor. I think we can't be looking at Wild's games. We can't be checking our email messages. We're here to do a job, and I think we have to present that positive image. If not, then what do we got?
Anybody else have a comment?
I mean, does anybody?
Well, I'm going to come back with that because I seen this, and the other week I was at the Barber County Fire Department Mutual Aid meeting, where you've got the sheriff, a lot of people from the county, upper management, you've got 11 fire chiefs from the county there, plus numerous guests and whatever. And I'm at the head table so I can scan. So I scanned for what people were wearing. Now, you know, okay, we're councilmen, There are fire chiefs, there's dignitaries all over. There were fire chiefs that had the same attire, shorts, sandals, whatever. They were there. Their dress code didn't affect what business was done at hand.
No, but I think it's an image, Jack.
But you know what? Yeah, I didn't hear anything. I brought it up. I asked some of the other ones.
Did they have shoes on?
Did they?
Yeah.
They kicked them off at times.
In their bare feet?
Yeah.
No one cares about their feet but you.
But you know what? Because I
could the only stick in the mud around here.
Just because of this. It's
not Tennessee or the Ozarks, my God.
Hey, it's a leisurely whatever.
The F word being said in front of
that was people. Not. But you know.
But I'm going to
was
say,
that during a meeting or was it after a meeting?
It was during
meeting. Before. It's, no, your email was before the meeting.
Before the meeting.
Before the meeting. No one was listening but you. Because you're so interested in listening to my conversations.
But I'm just saying this was my perspective. I was just observing because of the fact what you brought up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not here. And nobody was offended there. I asked other chiefs, you know, what were you talking about?
But I just...
So I'm just, that's my...
Maybe I'm old school. I mean, you're older than I am. So
you're just a prig. Yeah,
what?
You're a prig. P-R-I-G. A stick in the mud.
Who's older than you are?
Aren't you?
I don't
know. Age has nothing to do with anything.
But what I'm saying is, you know...
What, now why am I...
No. But we'll talk about that after the... But anyway, I mean, it just seems to me that that's a decent thing to do.
Well, I guess let's see what the council...
Well, if this, you know, then we should all come here in shorts. I don't know.
Well, you know what? There'd be nothing wrong with that. In my opinion.
I do agree that a certain amount of decorum needs to be maintained.
Absolutely.
When we do the business of the city. My question and concern is, A, Jeremy, did you ever get any complaint from elites or anybody who was at the meeting?
No.
So, whether or not anybody...
Honestly, I never heard the conversation, so...
So, and I would agree, foul language should not be
used.
But... That being said, it wasn't used during the meeting, and you seem to have been the only one who has raised concern over it, and the person who you comment on may have had a reaction to it, didn't have a reaction strong enough to come back and talk to Jeremy
You're not looking at the issue. Is that appropriate behavior at a city council meeting, whether it's before, during, or after?
You're the only one that thinks it's inappropriate. Anyone else cares?
So, if we adjourn and you decide to say something and Kelly's still here and you blurt out the F word, is that appropriate?
What do you care what I say?
Is that appropriate?
Whether it's appropriate or not, if I say it, it's none of your business, is it? Isn't it? If the meeting's done, I'm a private citizen, am I not?
I can't believe that you even believe that you think of it.
Like I said, you just,
anybody
that doesn't think like you is just a piece of crap. Is that how it is?
If you heard that? I mean, you probably heard a lot worse than that.
But
I mean, it just doesn't make sense. And anybody that does anything, you know, anything so stupid as that.
Anything more pertaining to the dress code? What is the council's vision? I just use good tact.
And be more mindful.
Mr. Owens, I just want to ask again, you're not tape recording anything on your phone, are you?
No.
Well, okay.
I wouldn't even know how to look at it if you were. I'm just saying
I would never do that because, A, this meeting will be on the website. I can download it there. And, B, I'm not that ready.
I can download it?
Once it gets...
Yeah.
Once we approve it. So, anybody sitting in the seats? Have a comment, concern, question?
Okay. Anything else for the city?
I don't know. My opinion is, and this reinforces it totally, this whole thing, is that Mr. Odoms has stated several times that he joined the city council to do something good for this city. Well, the best thing you could do for the city would be resign from it and leave. Resign from the council and just go away. That's my opinion, so I can state it.
All right. That's fine.
Any other comments in business?
Now it'll be on your website tomorrow, I'm sure, so you go ahead and...
Actually, Bob, I can tell you about that. My website is going to be relaunched tomorrow, totally different.
I don't care.
And Dick, your picture will be off of it.
Who cares?
Any other business pertaining to city?
I move to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Everybody needs to give these back to them.